Are you using money in an attempt to earn your righteousness before God? Maybe you've been taught a false gospel. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. I frequently encounter two extreme teachings about money and finances. One is the prosperity gospel, which promotes living by certain rules and giving generously to a church or ministry to bring you financial blessing. In other words, if you do this, you'll get that in return. Some teachers are complete con artists, while others are sincere, but sincerely wrong. They emphasize worldly wealth instead of the riches of Christ. It's a lie that takes advantage of many sincere followers. In the other camp, and equally wrong, are teachers of the poverty gospel. They swing to the extreme opposite direction, teaching that material possessions are evil, rich people are ungodly, and that self-denial is a means to earn righteousness in God's eyes. Many in the world are enslaved by one of these two extremes. They don't know that God is the owner and provider of all things, and we are simply His stewards. We're to be faithful with the little or the lot that He provides, and our lives are to be characterized by what we give, not by what we get. Worldly wealth veils the true riches found in Christ. In Proverbs 6:10, it says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils." We should also agree with Proverbs 30:8-9. "Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." Now, if you need encouragement, wise counsel, or simply prayer regarding your finances, call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.